This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama dedicated his weekly address to the victims of the mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. The president, reflecting on his visit with the families of the victims of the Orlando terrorist attack, reiterating that he will and we will always stand with those impacted by the Orlando attack, promising to also aggressively fight the threat of extremist groups.
The investigation is ongoing, but we know that the killer was an angry and disturbed individual who took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet and became radicalized. During his killing spree, he pledged allegiance to ISIL, a group that's called on people around the world to attack innocent civilians.
Obama also talked about the need to keep weapons out of the hands of those who would do us harm. The U.S. Senate on Monday is expected to vote on a series of proposals to block gun sales to terror suspects and expand screening of people buying firearms in the United States. Well, victims are being remembered today in church services in Orlando, which had several tragedies in the week.
God, we pray for the family and friends of the 49 who were shot and killed as they bury their loved ones. We pray for the survivors of this horrific crime and for those who continue to be in hospital. We ask that your comforting spirit be upon all of them.
20,000 people are expected to attend a vigil tonight in Orlando to remember those killed in the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And the average price of gasoline leveled off to $2.37 a gallon for regular unleaded in the U.S. The slight decline came after nearly 3 months of rising prices. This is VOA. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is complaining that some Republicans are trying to thwart the official declaration of his nomination at next month's National Party nomination convention. But he is continuing to tell supporters he is going to turn the country around.
We're going to start winning again. We're going to win with our military. We're going to win for our vets. We're going to win on education. We're going to win on trade. We're going to win, win, win. We're going to win so much.
But Trump's opponents say the one-time television reality show host does not represent the Republicans' traditional conservative policy positions, and that his comments about women, Muslims, and Mexicans make him unacceptable as the Republican standard bearer. As the fight to take back the key city of Fallujah, Iraq, continues, exhausted, hungry, and desperate, 30,000 people have been pouring out of Fallujah in the past 3 days as Iraqi forces stormed into the center of the city, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northwest. Despite the searing Iraqi summer heat, many of those who have escaped are sleeping out in the open as refugee camps are now full. Others have managed to find refuge in warehouses or mosques. The number of people who've managed to leave the city has topped 60,000. The Norwegian Refugee Council is providing emergency food rations and bottled water to thousands of people. They say the sheer numbers and lack of camp coordination has made it difficult to reach all the newly arrived families. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. He met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
The challenge is growing. Every day around the world, thousands of families continue to flee their homes. Every month, 450 people lose their lives in the Mediterranean Sea.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are in camps in Greece, hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. And the forgetful blue fish of Finding Dory is box office gold. The Pixar sequel far surpassed its already ocean-sized expectations to take in $136.2 million in North American theaters, making it the highest-grossing animated debut of all time. The 2007 film Shrek the Third was the previous record holder. The Kevin Hart, Dwayne Johnson buddy comedy Central Intelligence came in second. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.